Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, streamed live. Also, the first hour of the program will be aired on 1360 AM radio at 6 p.m. daily, Monday through Friday. Also, the programs will be streamed on 1360KHNC.com. And for podcasts, you can go to either 1360KHNC.com for both hours. We're working to get both hours, hour one and two, on 1360KHNC, the radio site. And then the internet radio, the first hour, is on podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Okay. Because this is about a month into the present truth in this two-hour slot during the heart of the day, I repeat at least twice an hour minimum that I'm now on internet radio here at the KHNC studios, but streamed on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. In the other studio, they're broadcasting over the airwaves. I'm broadcasting on the internet. This is how this is working. Okay. Well, I have two directions to go. It's like young people, they have a choice between a girlfriend or the young man or two girlfriends or else two boyfriends in the normal world. And which of the two boyfriends is going to be the candidate for marriage? Forget marriage right now. And then also with young boys, two candidates, two young girls, which would be the better of the two for marriage? It's pretty difficult. You're going to make a mistake, most likely. So, hold off. Don't do anything. Wait. I think I was going to say, I was going to go with James Carville and Obama and Clinton picking the candidate of the eight candidates who are going to face off in the mini primary. Carville, Obama, Clinton will pick eight candidates who will face off in the mini primary. Or do I pick the other girlfriend? Putin and Xi meet in Astana to talk about destroying the United States of America. So which do you think I should go? Which girlfriend should I pick today? Who should I date first? Okay. I'll have to go with Carville. James Carville. This is an evil individual, in my view. So here's what he says in the article. We're at the stage where we need constructive ideas for how to move forward. Representative Jim Clyburn and the Times opinion columnist Ezra Klein have spoken about a Democrat mini primary, and I want to build on that. I'm just reading from the article. It's from offthepress.com, July 9th, 2024, yesterday, on Tuesday. I want to see the Democrat Party hold four historic town halls between now and the Democratic National Convention in August. One in the South, one in the Northeast, the Midwest, and the West. He says we can recruit the two most obvious and qualified people in the world to facilitate substantive discussions. So he's recommending the two individuals that are qualified, Barry Satoro and Bill Clinton. He says they may not represent every faction under the party's big tent, but they care as much about our democracy as our nation's first president. Lie, 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 lie. They don't care about the democracy. Bill nor Barry care about American democracy. They are spokespeople for the globalists that rule America. And more than spokespeople, they are actually at the top of that pyramid of those who rule Amaruca, the land of the plumed serpent. They care as much about our democracy as our nation's first president. They understand and what it takes to be a president, and they know how to win. No, Bill Clinton didn't legally win the presidency. He was put in power by his aunts, his uncles, the Rockefellers, by David and Winthrop, his father most likely, by Nelson and Lawrence, and I think the fifth brother was Morgan. And they put him in power. Who put Obama in power? George Soros picked him on the behest of the Rockefeller family, and he was put in. They know how to win? No. They were handpicked. They were placed. The only one that won an election in the previous, from the time of Carter to the present, was Donald Trump. He's the only one that legitimately won the elections. Bush Sr., Bush Jr., they didn't win. They were placed. By who? The family. The machine. The Rockefeller machine. That's who put them in place. Between Carter and Trump, the only one who won the election legally was Donald Trump. He won legally a second time and was bounced from being in power. Not a view. This is not opinion. This is history. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez. Weekdays, 11 to 1. America's Freedom. Network.com. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Continuing with the article, Carville, Obama and Clinton will pick eight candidates who will face off in the mini primary. No. These people will place whoever they want. And between Obama and Clinton, could it possibly be that one of these two individuals may place themselves as one of the candidates or vice presidents? I'll continue with the article. Okay. Recruit the two most obvious and qualified people to facilitate the substantive discussions. Obama and Bill Clinton. They may not represent every faction under the party's tent. Town halls are big stakes. Job interviews for the toughest job in the world will surely attract television and cable partners, generate record numbers of viewers. Think a Super Bowl with Taylor Swift in the stands. I won't go. The young, the old, and everyone in between will tune in to see history being made in real time. I guarantee you, this is not a lie. This election, forget the people of the country. The nations, the leaders of the world are watching. Because the leaders of the world are fully aware of America's big plan, World War. And the reason they know that big plan is because we announced that we are going to draft the young men of the country once again. The draft. You have to tie all of this together. You can't run a vehicle without the motor. You have the motor, you have to have the tires, the wheels. The motor, the tires, you can't run that vehicle without the transmission. Without the fuel system, it's not going anywhere. World hegemony, America's world hegemony, involves picking the leader of this country in this coming election that has the determination to wage war on the world. And this coming president to rule this country, which will not be Donald Trump, will be determined to destroy the nations that will not bow and lick the American jackboot. You don't have to believe me. I don't want to try to convince you. I'm presenting something to you. The nations know that whoever wins this election, or whoever is placed in power again, or whoever steals the throne, there could be the theft of the throne in the United States in this election. There is the imposter on the Vatican seat, in the Vatican seat, the papal seat in Rome. The Catholic people are beginning to wake up. They're realizing that Francis is in the occult, that he is not a true Christian. He's a Jesuit, the secret occult order within Catholicism. The Christian people are beginning to wake up. The Catholics, very few, but some. Internationally, more Catholics are waking up, in Europe especially, to who Francis is than in the United States. So who is going to, the theft of the White House? It did take place in 2020, but now the next individual is going to steal the country. The theft of the throne means rule of the country. And would it be Bill or Barack? Which of the two would like to return? There's no answer that's going to satisfy everyone in this, going back to the article. No one's going to satisfy everyone in this election process. Who are the top eight? Kamala, forget it. Kamala's washed up. She's done. She does not have high enough occult power, though she does have occult power. What about Gavin Newsom? What about, from Colorado, Jared Polis? Pretty high up, more so than Gavin Newsom. Not as high as Barack or Hillary or Bill. What about the guy from Texas, Buttigieg? Possibility. Other females, Michelle / Michael Obama. No. Going back to the article, I think that leaning on the input of the former presidents makes good sense, according to this Jim Clayborne. Well, actually, I think it's Ezra Klein. I would advise President 42 and 44 to select 8 leading contenders out of the pool of those who choose to run with Miss Harris. Most definitely getting a well, and Miss Harris most definitely getting a well-earned invite. No, Harris is, she's distant history. Going to be. I believe the vice president would be a formidable opponent to Mr. Trump. She has spent the last 4 years crisscrossing the country and the globe serving the American people. She has a hell of a story. One that more people should know. She stood up for the ordinary Americans against big banks. Well, this guy is under her spell. Now, this matter that I was presenting a while ago, these candidates are picked by the machine, and then the machine places them. The Rockefeller machine put Jimmy Carter in power. The reason Carter came to power was because of the machine. The five brothers, they were all living at the time. And these five brothers are the Rockefeller brothers, David and Nelson, Lawrence, Morgan, and Winthrop. Winthrop, I believe, was Bill Clinton's father. I also believe that Hillary, most likely her father was Nelson Rockefeller. These two individuals are cousins. Very high up in the Illuminati, in the Rockefeller Illuminati family. They're not only Illuminati, they're in other secret societies also. The Rockefellers, was it Senior? I believe Senior or John D. Jr. helped form Pilgrim Society, which initially began in, I think, February 1901 in the city of London. And then in July, there was a sister chapter in New York City, Pilgrim Society West. The two are the same occult society, two chapters, one in America, one in England. England covers all of Europe. The chapter in the United States covers America. It may be that by 1901, the Rockefellers had already, not only did they own New York City, but they were in the process of owning a country. And it could be that when they opened the chapter, Pilgrim Society, in July 1901 in America, that may have been the beginning of their ownership of a country. Can families own countries? Look at the pharaohs of Egypt. Look at Israel. The nation of Israel is run by a family, the Jewish people, 12 tribes. And America is owned, England. They have a political system, but it is owned, ruled over by a family. And the family secret societies actually have the power over the family. And it really is, and I mean secret societies in the sense of high satanic priests in Europe that are in Freemasonry or the Rosicrucians, these societies. Okay. Donald Trump, from the time of Carter to Trump, Donald Trump is the only individual that was not placed. He's the individual that had to be removed. And I'm not defending Donald Trump's political good or bad accomplishments. I'm saying that to keep it simple, to keep it pure, he's not a globalist. He still isn't. He was not a pick, a choice of the Rockefeller machine, which is evident by the attacks by the Rockefeller children. Evident. You don't attack somebody that's been placed. Now, what about the presidents prior to Jimmy Carter? Well, I think John F. Kennedy in 1960, in spite of the Rockefeller machine, Joe Kennedy did have media control in this country, and he was able to place to his influence Mr. Kennedy. And I'm going to a break. America's Freedom Network, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 for the Present Truth program. The Present Truth. We're witnessing Present Truth. I will be back.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Continue, and I'm going to tell you, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, America's Freedom Network, the radio internet, and I would ask you to also, for the audience here at the KHNC station at 6 p.m., The Present Truth, the first hour of today's program will air on AM radio, 1360 Johnstown, Colorado, and it will be streamed also on 1360KHNC.com. So, I think that I will continue with my the way it is with the this coming election. So Carville is saying that Obama and Clinton should be the two individuals to pick the eight candidates to face off in the mini primary, and the best of the best will be picked to face off against Donaldo Trump. And he is returning to the spotlight. Who is he? Mr. Ego. Mr. Ego himself. Both Bill and Obama have ego. I wonder if they are related. I wonder if Barry and Bill Clinton somehow may have Rockefeller, Barack Obama may have Rockefeller blood. They did everything possible, who's they? The machine, to make sure that they would confuse everyone as to where Barack Obama was born and who his true parents are. Was Dunham, his mother, maybe just a CIA operative? Well, she was in the CIA for sure. She was an infiltrator into the, Black Panthers, or one of those black groups back in the 60s. And was he born in Kenya? Was he part of a Suharta family? Was he maybe Michael Rockefeller's illegitimate child? And Michael disappears. He's eaten by cannibals. A great mystery. Well, somehow it will. Christ said that nothing that is hidden will remain hidden. Everything will be eventually made known. So going back to Barry and Bill, they're going to choose who is going to be the candidate for El Presidente, not just Vice President, which gets me to an article, if I can find it. I have it here. Remember I talked to you this week, Monday. I talked to you about the Biden-Obama Plan C ticket. I'm going to read it again. Advocates of the Plan C and the solution to Trump's surging campaign and electoral college advantage is a simple one. Replace Vice President Kamala Harris with former President Barack Obama. A Biden-Obama ticket would have a much better chance of beating Trump, said legal scholar John Banzoff, a professor at George Washington University Law School. Barack Obama is probably one of the few persons who a majority of Americans would want and trust as president. So Plan C might be the least objectionable of a number of very unpopular and dubious options now open to Biden and the Democratic Party. Okay. Banzoff cited analysis by a constitutional scholar that dismisses concerns that the 12th and the 22nd Amendment bar a former two-term president from the vice presidency. I'd heard about this a couple of years ago. Plan C. The 22nd Amendment, which is the most frequently cited as a bar to Barack Obama ever serving as president again, doesn't, according to its carefully crafted and very narrowly exclusionary language, is carefully crafted. The key sentence in the amendment says, no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice, and no person who has held the office of the president or acted as the president for more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president shall be elected to the office of the president more than once. But, Banzoff said, while this amendment may bar Obama from being elected to the office of president again, it obviously, by its clear language, doesn't prohibit him from being elected as vice president and subsequently becoming president by secession without ever being elected to office again. Danger, Will Robinson. He also challenged the 12th Amendment using the same argument. According to the overly precise language deliberately carefully chosen by the drafters, Obama cannot be elected to the office of the president. But there again is nothing to say he cannot be elected to the office of the vice president and then succeed to the presidency if Biden becomes unable to perform his presidential duties or simply resigns. Look at the hubbub from the time of the debate with Trump to the present. I was reading an article today that eight times, and this White House press secretary, she got into a, was a little unnerved. I think the day before yesterday, the press kept hounding her on, how many times has Obama had, I'm sorry, Biden had a mental evaluation? Well, it turns out once a month for the previous 8 months. And then there is somebody that is saying, I should have printed out the article, that he definitely has not Alzheimer's. What is the term? Oh, my goodness. But he is mentally unfit. He's mentally unfit to be president. And he has the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer button in his control. The red button. The present truth. You're listening to the present truth. What is the present truth? I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Join us and don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
All right. So, with Carville suggesting that Clinton and Obama pick the candidates, they will. But I guarantee you, Barry is going to be in the mix. Barry will be in the mix. That's his Christian name, though he's not Christian. And his Muslim name is Barack Obama, but he's not Muslim either. You see, he is, how would you even phrase what he is as a his belief system? A God? You know, if you study narcissism, people complain about Trump and his narcissism. They hate him because he's so arrogant. And Bush Jr. was arrogant. Bush Sr. was arrogant. The presidents, all of them are arrogant. And on a scale, you can hit a, generally they can all flow in the same narcissistic scale to some degree, some higher than some lower. Carter was probably least narcissistic. Reagan, you can kind of see, you can kind of put them in on the scale. But when you hit, when you get to Barack Obama, this is a creature that the world has never seen. If you look at psychiatrists, these people who do psychological analysis of people that have ego, narcissism traits, Trump doesn't compare. Trump doesn't compare to what Obama is. Obama is subtle, very subtle, extremely subtle, but nevertheless, you cannot mistake narcissism that he has for just, you know, a casual ego. No, he is off the charts. Trump is brilliant, and he presents the truth, the facts, whereas Obama, he takes and twists things and twists what's evident to make what is evident appear to be not evident. Very, very, very crafty. Bill Clinton wasn't that crafty. Hillary was not that crafty, is not that crafty. Bill and Hillary and Obama put the three in a debate. I'll tell you who's going to come out on top. At the bottom of the heap, Bill. At the center, Hillary. At the top, Barack. I have a feeling they're related. So I'm going to go back to this article, Plan C. The reason I present these things is because we can look at the events that are occurring daily, and we see, we're looking at the debate. The debate. I was trying to talk about Trump and the Democrats at the same time. I got tongue-tied. Trump is unique in what's happening in his world, but the complete separate world of the Democrats, it appears as if the Trump world is somewhat together, stable, whereas it appears as if the Democrat Party is in disarray. They're confused. No, if Rush Limbaugh were here, Rush Limbaugh, he finally put his finger on the Democrat Party. Nobody understood the Democrat Party better than Rush Limbaugh. And he could tell you what they were up to, what they were planning, and sure as shooting, it would occur. It would happen. Because he knew in that world. This Democrat Party is being manipulated. Everything you're seeing is an act. It is just like Truman, the movie Truman. I mean, I will admit that to some degree, yes, they don't control everything. And the reason I say that is God does allow them to be confused. But with all of that confusion, still, God is going to allow the Democrat Party, by design, he's going to allow them to do what is necessary to once again place the Rockefeller candidate. And no matter what, the Christian people, the Trump people, we can pray, we can petition God to put Trump back in. No, he's not going to be back in. And we can pray that God would keep Barack Obama from returning to president. We can pray day and night, fast for 40 days, 40 nights. He's going to return. We can't stop it. What is in the Bible, what's in prophecy, is going to occur. We cannot stop Armageddon. And the Democrat Party right now is looking for the way to place and to bring back, if not lawfully, through sheer power. And if Obama's going to be part of that, sheer power to return to office.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Riders on the storm, Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And pack we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Podcasts will be on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the first hour. Also, we're putting 2 hours of the program on 1360KHNC.com. On 1360KHNC.com. Let's say that the family has always positioned the individuals that they feel are going to further their world hegemic objectives. World hegemony. And they pick the people they want in. They didn't get to pick Donald Trump. He wasn't their choice. And let's say that at some point, let's say that maybe Barack Obama decides to rebel against the wishes of the family. And let's say that he takes over the power structure in the company, meaning senior executive service and the organizations in the continuity of government. Let's say that he's able to sway the military-industrial complex, the military, all branches. And let's say that through force, because he is in control of senior executive service, he appointed over 6,700 people in positions in all the agencies in this country before he left office. What if they decide to agree with him, stand with him, and he can mutiny, he can actually rebel against the family and choose himself, revolt, and there's a coup, and he becomes military or the commander of a commander in chief once again. Christ said that the world that we're going to be in at the time, the decade before his return, is going to be like a world that is going down a river between narrow walls, and the rapids are so moving so quickly and so fierce that the whole world and everything in the world is just shaken, and there's chaos, mayhem, the lack of order, laws are disobeyed, there's no justice. We're in that world, and we're going to move faster down a steeper slope with more boulders under the surface of the water. I'll be back for one more hour. The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'll return.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not